Welcome to the PS Podcast by the Calvin Public Scholarship Project. This project is a pilot program working to elevate the voices of Calvin University scholars. In this podcast, you'll get a behind-the-scenes look at our team's progress throughout the summer.
Okay, this is our first podcast, okay? And you have to talk into the mic. So our goal is just to start recording our weekly kind of, you know, progress, things that we're learning, funny stories, things that happened. We'll be a little better prepared now that we know we're going to be doing this on a weekly basis. So make sure you introduce yourselves as well as kind of the role that you're playing in the studio and maybe some takeaways and whatnot. But let's first start with introducing everybody. I'll start and then we'll go down. And then why don't you put the mic to Abby so that we can have Abby take it over and go that way. But the three of us will share this mic and we'll go from here. So, hi, my name is John. I am the interim studio director, or I guess now it's called the Calvin Public Scholarship Project Pilot. I'm the director and helping out us building up this amazing agency within Calvin.
I'm Garrett Sterpko. I'm a senior at Calvin studying film and media and philosophy. I'm here through the McGregor Research Fellowship as a media specialist.
I'm Kayla Cooper. I'm also a film and media major, film and media production major, and then a Spanish major, and I'm also a media production specialist this summer.
I'm Abby. I'm a senior at Calvin studying marketing. And I guess I'm here as the marketing specialist doing marketing things. So, yeah, we'll just call myself a specialist so I feel better.
I am Michaela. I'm a program coordinator here at Calvin and now working as a project manager here for the pilot program.
My name is Lauren Cole, and I'm one of the McGregor Fellows, and I'm more the copy editing, writing, producing role. Specialist.
Okay. We have a few people who are not present with us, so we'll include them in future podcasts, but let's just start out by just talking about how this week has gone for you guys, just kind of reactions of how it's been, how chaotic it's been, how much fun it's been, or how, you know, I don't know, just whatever, good and bad, feel free to just share. I think what we want is other people, not just on campus here at Calvin, but this might be potentially be seen by other schools or other people. So really love to have your kind of honest feedback on how things are going. And then I think this will be something really refreshing for other people to watch. So who wants to go first?
So I came to this through the McGregor program, and a lot of McGregor research projects are a lot more kind of like the hard research or like data entry, more like kind of more left brain stuff. So I had a sense that that this was going to be a little bit different, just the nature of what we were going to be doing. But it's a lot more creative than what I expected, and I kind of like that. It was a nice surprise that like we're actually going to be like creating things, not just like researching things and like making spreadsheets all the time. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think the big thing that I've learned this week, I don't know, a couple of things have become like really clear this week, sort of exactly what our mission is, in sort of becoming a bastion of public scholarship and the distribution of public scholarship, especially here at Calvin. And also sort of a lot of the strategy for how that's going to be implemented is becoming clear. What's been difficult this week is sort of, for one thing, trying to figure that out. And also, we don't have our projects totally lined up yet. We're still sort of in the beginning phases with a lot of our clients. And so while that's exciting, it's also makes it a little more difficult to know exactly, what we're going to be doing when we come in each day. But at the same time, as more and more comes together, it's just I'm anticipating and getting excited for these, particular projects that we've been discussing with our clients even more. So it's kind of we're finally getting to the point where, at least for me as a media specialist, I feel like I'm going to be doing sort of what I signed on for, in a sense. So.
Yeah, and especially like being in the beginning phase, like it's going to be chaotic and people are not going to know what's going on. But I think that's kind of exciting, just kind of figuring everything out. And it's hard because like I want to do like everything like right now, but we're still in like the learning phase and like learning how to create content and how to do setup and all these things. And that's something I'm really excited for because I wanted to learn like how to do that, just for, you know, future purposes. And yeah, I'm really excited. I feel like I've learned a lot, like even in this first couple of days, as chaotic as it has been, it's been really cool. And I'm really excited to keep learning and see, like, at the end of the summer, like we'll probably look back at this and be like what were we doing? Like, that's crazy. Everything was just so all over the place. So yeah, I'm really excited. I think we're all just really ready to dive into it. So
yeah. I think it's been really great seeing how excited the students are for this, because I think what we're doing is important and I think it's good. So seeing everyone's excitement and like eager to learn and eager to dive into the projects and get going on everything is super fun to see for me. I'm also learning a lot from my own personal job, so that's been awesome too. I'm definitely gonna be able to take a lot of what I learned here this summer and keep going with it and learn from that and use it, so that's been super beneficial for me as well. But yeah, I'm really excited to see what else we can do this summer and how many people we can help, and hopefully Kelvin will notice this and continue on with it.
Yeah, I think something that's been really cool for me is seeing what I can accomplish last minute. Oh, we're gonna do an interview in 30 minutes. Let's make this happen. What equipment do we need? Let's quick set this up. Oh, hey, that turned out okay. And I think seeing that now at the beginning of the summer, and then once we get more rolling and seeing, oh, when we have a little extra time and once we've figured out our processes, look how much better we can make it. I think that's gonna be really cool. And then just for me, I started a couple days after, I think, all of you. I came in on day 3, so sort of a challenge for me has been figuring out what stuff everybody's learning and what stuff I need to catch up on, because maybe you guys already learned it. So even like going home after work yesterday and trying to get more knowledge on all the different apps that we're starting to use, it's been a bit of a challenge, but I'm looking forward to learning from that.
I think that's, we're going to call that like our first episode. This is our first podcast. We'll keep it nice and short and sweet. Next week, we'll try to do a good 30-minute, I think, just really big takeaways that we want to share with other people. In a way, we think about ourselves as the guide to other heroes on their journey, because we're essentially living it through ourselves. But what I'm hoping that we can see ourselves is helping our customers, as well as other schools, perhaps, or other students, learn from our experiences in those conversations. Any last thoughts anyone want to kind of throw out there before we wrap up? Okay. Well, thank you for joining us this week. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye. Everybody's there.
Thanks for listening to the PS Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the behind-the-scenes look at the work we're doing. Subscribe to follow our progress throughout the summer. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.